can't come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Plausibus Luca canimus triumphum quonites fus horut illocuere atque precelsis meritis adeptam rite coronam. Spiritus ductus studios suus orbi, miraque pastor docuit supernus, Christus ad fecit miserans amore tratis amanter. Providus cartis peribes venustis, gestaque Iesu celebrant alumnos, eius et gentis, novaque patescunt, in nova saecla. O comes Pauli speculator alti, cordis ilius edet emulator caritas Christi, facultusque nostrum pectus adurat. Cum malis nostris medicus ferartem, conferet letum fidei levamen, ut Deo tandem potiamur ipsi semper ovante. Amen.
My life is at the service of the gospel. God has given me this gift of His grace. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for His goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all His people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all His people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My life is at the service of the gospel. God has given me this gift of His grace. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. This grace has been given to me to proclaim to the nations the infinite riches of Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began, to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted Son through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His Beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This grace has been given to me to proclaim to the nations
the infinite riches of Christ. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints. Moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven, you heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit, and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
Make known his wonders to every people.
How glorious God is.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is.
The holy evangelist Luke is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of Christ. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, qui respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Caenum ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, qui fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimissit in annis, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The holy evangelist Luke is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of Christ. Our God is the Father of light. Through the good news of his Son, he has called us to believe in the truth. Let us pray now for his holy people as we say,
Lord, remember your church.
Father, you raised your Son, our good shepherd, from the dead. Make us his witnesses to the ends of the earth.
Lord, remember your church.
You sent your Son into the world to bring good news to the poor. Give us courage to bring that good news to all peoples.
Lord, remember your church.
You sent your Son to sow the word of life. Help us to sow his word and to reap its harvest with joy.
Lord, remember your church.
You sent your Son to make the world one through his blood. May all of us work together for this unity.
Lord, remember your church.
You set your Son at your right hand in the heavens. Open the gates of your kingdom to those who have died.
Lord, remember your church.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord God, who chose Saint Luke to reveal by his preaching and writings the mystery of your love for the poor, grant that those who already glory in your name may persevere as one heart and one soul, and that all nations may merit to see your salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni officiam ut promissionibus Christi.